Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Oh man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
39.
HawkFanatic.com brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GG Car, his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Oxyoke Inn in the Amanas with a great weekend breakfast. Also, Streets Maintenance. And Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Scooter's in Miami. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday to Tom.
How do you think he's celebrating?
Happy birthday to Tom.
Push-ups and prune juice.
There you go.
You think it is push-ups and prune juice?
Did I say Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental? Yes, I did. Here's Tommy Lang and Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com.
You know, we send out that email when we start on the YouTube, and for some reason we can't change it, the name of it. So it says right now that we are Molly Suter and the other girl. So
yeah,
we,
you can.
We are not.
Why can't you change
it? We can go back and change it afterwards, but you can't edit it for some reason. And that they had that problem last night because it said it was Senior Talk when they were on last night.
Yeah, I had to change it.
The other girl, wasn't that a show in the 60s?
No, it was that girl.
Oh.
And there was New Girl, which was on Fox about 10 years ago.
What's the other girl?
Molly Suter and the other girl is when Molly and Cindy Clark Hudson do a show on Thursday nights.
Why doesn't the other girl get her name announced?
I don't know.
The other girl wanted that title.
She didn't.
I think somebody once called them that. Like yeah. Some listener said, well, it was Molly Suter and some other girl. Kind of like how Hey Lang got its name. Okay. When the hater used to call it. It's Hey Lang. Same thing.
Okay. It could be Molly Suter and the lady with three names.
Yeah.
What is it again? What are, what's
well,
her
is
name?
She just Cindy Hudson now?
Oh. Yeah, she's only got two names?
She drops names sometimes.
She lost a name.
I know.
All right.
Well, I'll rename this correctly.
Yeah, we'll name it when it's done. Don't worry.
He's doing it right now.
But the email.
Doing it right now.
Doing it right now.
Oh, you can do it right now?
This is how the
yes.
show goes.
Yes.
Between their cell phone and the chat room, this radio, the show is actually like third or fourth on the priority
oh, yeah.
list.
Oh, don't give yourself that much.
There's times yeah. where I'll look up Suter
well,
and Captain.
Well, Karin hasn't called yet.
There's times where I'll look up at Suter and Captain, and they're both just so deeply embedded in their cell phones. It's
you
like.
You ask me to look up stuff.
It's, I do that sometimes, but there's times, though, where I feel like I'm like on an island. So what are
I've
we.
I've heard those shows.
Are we supposed to just talk while you're doing that?
Yeah. What do you need me for?
Well, it's, you're the.
You're very important to this.
You're the
Steve.
Ringleader.
Yeah, you're the ringleader.
Adam can't come on today because he has meetings all morning, he said, because he's. Got more important things to do.
I guess.
He's shaping the world financially. But
well, what did he talk about? How I got a call yesterday. How about that we start with this? You're doing the noon show, Hunter. Hunter's at Monica's. I'm by myself because you know Suter's gone. He'd gone to lunch. And he's like, is Tom Suter there? It's like, well, no, he's gone on vacation. Oh, is there somebody there who can take care of sports? I'm like, I've written sports stories. I mean
yeah, it ain't rocket science.
No. He goes, okay. So Do you think Fran's going? You think he's leaving? Like, I don't know. What? Yeah, well, I haven't heard anything like that. Well,
it's transferring. It's because of all the stuff happening. Jack not coming here. Patrick leaving.
The Patrick thing was the one.
Nothing would surprise me at this stage, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really don't
But there's,
know.
That's the tone. Nate, that guy called wasn't alone.
Fran has given no indication to the media, at least publicly, that he is thinking of stepping away. But on the other hand, he is going to be 65.
Yeah.
And his one son has 1 year left in high school. So I think it's safe to say that Fran is much closer to retiring than he's not. I don't see him coaching another 10 years, another 5 years, whether it's going to be this offseason. I don't know. Patrick, basically, from what I'm hearing and from what he's been here 5 years. He wants just to do something different.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any issues with his dad or whatever. I just think he's looking for a change, just a fresh change. He's been here 5 years, and it's been an up-and-down experience for him.
Well, you know.
And Tony, I'm hearing a lot of it has to do with NIL. They just don't have a really good NIL thing going at Iowa right now for men's basketball, and it's hurting them. Well, and I'm not blaming anyone. It's not Brad's fault. Well, to me, it's more the university's fault than it is Brad Heinrich. There's only so much Brad Heinrich and these guys can do. They're busting their ass trying to raise money. But right now, Iowa's losing in the NIL game with men's basketball, and it's costing them.
When I think that, you know, he wants an experience with a coach other than his dad.
He just wants to get out of Iowa. He just wants to get out. Yeah. I don't think it's as much the coach. He just wants to get out of here. He just wants to try something different is how I gather it. But no, the NIL stuff, it's not a factor, I don't think, with Patrick at all. But I'm hearing with Tony, it's a factor. Tony likes it here, but Tony wants to make some money. Tony's probably not going to ever play in the NBA. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. I hope he does. Tony's got to capitalize when he can. And if you look at that list of schools pursuing Tony, there's some NIL money behind those offers. And from what I'm hearing, Iowa is just in no position to match. To me, that's what will eventually will drive Fran out, whether it's this summer or whatever. I just think the lack of structure with the NIL for men's basketball, I don't know if structure is the right word. It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of money there. And if Brad wants to come on and set me straight on that, but what I'm hearing is that Iowa's just not very good right now with NIL for men's basketball.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Karn.
I thought I'd call in. So what did you think of the Illinois-Iowa State game last night?
It's a good game. That was an exciting game. Two good teams.
You know, it was a good game, but Iowa State never led. Illinois led the whole way.
Yeah, and they won by three. Stuff like that happens. Yeah, but no, it was a very good game. Iowa State started slow.
And then they lost. They lost the number one team, North Carolina, and then they lost another two, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So last night they lost some big teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched them all. I watched most of them.
Yeah, I did that, and then it all of a sudden dawned on me, oh, my gosh, we had church tonight.
Well, yeah, it's good Friday.
Yeah, it's not bad Friday.
Monday, Thursday.
Yeah.
I have to say lots of prayers.
One last Friday not eating meat.
Yeah.
So, gee, where am I going to go get my tuna sandwich today for lunch? That's basically what it's come down to.
Now, the baseball game, what is it? At,
four.
At,
four.
Four today and... Mm-hmm.
Softball's at 5.
Softball's at 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, is it supposed to rain tonight? Because I know there's some rain in the forecast this weekend.
It's supposed to rain. I don't know that it's going to rain.
Could it impact the baseball game?
I don't know.
I don't think tonight, right?
It's supposed to rain tonight.
Okay.
And some thunderstorms, but I don't think
it's
going to
matter. But not until later? I mean, baseball will be from 4 to 7.
No, it's not going
to
do it that early.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Breck's
not doing it that early.
Brody will be pitching tonight.
Tomorrow's game's on Big Ten Network, by the way.
They might move the games from Sunday, though, because Sunday it's supposed to rain all day, Easter all day.
Then play a doubleheader tomorrow?
Yeah, I would think.
You think they'll bring Brent out of retirement for that?
What's tomorrow supposed to be like weather-wise?
Partly sunny, 62. Then tomorrow night, rain, low 40s. Then rain all day Easter with showers and thunderstorms. Some may be heavy to severe Sunday night. Remember, it will be 1 year since the tornado.
Sunday is the 1 year anniversary of the tornado that hit us and broke all the power lines out here.
Yeah.
Snapped them, the power poles.
Yeah.
What year was that?
Last year.
Last year.
Oh.
We were only off the air for like a day because they fixed it real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot that because we didn't have anything. over here. So
yeah, we got the tail end of that tornado that went through Wellman and wherever else.
Yeah, I didn't have to pay Pat because we were off the air.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. I paid you.
So if we're off the air, you don't have to pay Pat.
Yeah, basically.
Poor Pat. So anyway, and then tomorrow afternoon there's the women's game. So yeah. I thought, you think they'll have any ball games on Sunday, or are they going to have doubleheaders tomorrow?
If it's supposed to rain, it's supposed to rain.
As you were saying,
she went back.
All day Sunday.
Yeah, so we're thinking they may make a doubleheader tomorrow. They may announce it later on today. That's our prediction.
Because I was going to stay home tomorrow and watch the basketball game and then go Sunday.
You've got decisions to make, Carmen.
Yeah, you're going to go Sunday, right?
I don't like
your burden to bear.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to go Sunday, you're going to be sitting in the rain. Right now,
I've been at baseball games with Karn in the rain before.
I've been in the rain. I've been in the snow. I've been in everything.
Karn, yeah. Ray Gilmore, and I huddling down there in the tunnel together.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Yeah.
Spit bubbles.
That's disturbing.
Spit bubbles.
Yeah. It sounds great to me, but anyway. Okay, well, we'll see you guys. Okay.
Thanks, Karn.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Ray was at the... Astros, or not the Astros, the Royals game yesterday.
Hey, did the Cubs end up winning?
No.
They lost to the Astros.
God. They were up 1-0, and I watched the top of the ninth, and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to watch the bottom of the ninth because they're not going to close. Who's their closer? Hunter?
I'm not sure.
Who did they pitch in the ninth yesterday?
I'm not sure.
You weren't watching?
I had to go to bed.
Oh, that's right. It was late at night. Okay. Freaking Cubs.
Way to start
Who started the game for the Cubs?
Justin Steele.
So he's their ace?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did well. I mean, it was one. Had a shutout going to the ninth, but I just had a bad feeling about it. But I didn't realize he's their ace. So will Hendricks pitch today?
Or is it they taking a day off?
Well, on Saturday.
Okay. Saturday, yeah, I hate that.
Hello.
Who's on first?
Oh, that was great.
What was that? Is that same guy?
That's Fake Ackerman.
He's
trying new material.
My guy. Now is where you
that's
go,
your guy, yeah.
Now is where you go off and be an alcoholic for like the next 5 minutes, right?
Oh, he is.
Okay, let's hear it.
He's a drunk.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Well, you're saying it.
Family doesn't care for him. They don't like him. He's drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking about Fake Ackerman, not Suter. Somebody tunes in and
shut up.
Well, because Suter's family likes him.
Yes. Yeah. He's not an alcoholic.
No, but if somebody tuned in and they just heard you going, oh, he's drinking a lot and
he's not an alcoholic.
I wanted to make it clear.
He's not an alcoholic. We know that, but he does like flaunting his drinking, doesn't he?
Yes.
He likes to shove it down your throat. I'm saying, yep, I'm with my wife and we're drinking.
There are a lot of photos.
And we're having a lot
beverages.
Of fun doing it.
Yeah. They're in Miami. Why wouldn't you?
Big pints of ale.
I will have none of
massive Bloody Marys.
Look at you.
You will have none of this.
Massive Bloody Marys. What else?
Massive
Bloody Marys. Wine, big.
Massive. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Do you have any insight on the women's gymnastics, the fact that Larissa Libby was playing?
I do not have anything. I saw that, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I kind of came out of nowhere.
I mean, the way they worded it, no, I don't. I have not heard anything. I don't know if there's been anything on message boards. No, this just came out of nowhere for me. Now, I will admit, I don't cover the women's gymnastics program very closely. So, but no, I don't. This is left to the imagination, I guess. I mean,
it's so weird. 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, and
I mean, she's listens to the station. I've seen her at baseball games, and
yeah.
She knew who I was. And talked about something we did on the
show.
She's
been around forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't she replace Diane DeMarco?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, yeah. She's been a part of this. Yeah. I mean, I remember her daughter was a softball star at West.
Yeah.
So yeah, this I did not see this coming. I've never heard a bad word about her over the years.
Right. I was just surprised because I saw it tweeted last night. That's what I found odd was it was in the evening when it
like late. Yeah.
That's when Hawkeye Sports announced.
Well, they sent it out. Here's the email right here. What time is it? 6:26.
Yeah.
So it just says University of Iowa Department of Athletics has retained Phil Catanzaro, co-founder of the Education and Sports Law Group, to conduct an independent review of the women's gymnastics program. Recently, members of the team and staff brought forward concerns regarding the head coach related to the environment within the program. After learning of these concerns, it was determined an independent review of the program was warranted. We are committed to the well-being of our student-athletes and to ensuring that they train and compete in a respectful and safe environment. To protect the integrity of the other review, head coach Larissa Rebbe has been placed on paid administrative leave. This action is not a disciplinary measure. I don't get... Is that so they're basically saying placing her on...
they're not like suspending her for something
she did.
It's
part of the process.
Right.
Yeah. She's right. Not being punished right now. Now, she could end up being punished later, yeah. but her suspension right now is more just part of protocol and process. So, yeah, no, I don't.
That's just odd.
Very odd.
And you have four athletes competing like in a week, right?
Yeah.
Out of California.
And to go 20 years and you don't hear anything, and then all of a sudden,
something pops up. You piss off one or two. Yeah. With your teammates, but this says team
and
players
staff.
And staff.
Yeah, and staff have caught
so
my attention.
So it just,
too.
If it turns out to be nothing, I would be really mad if I'm Larissa Libby. Because this thing, this thing makes it look like, yeah, she's got a lot of people against her. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
I wonder if some people felt more comfortable potentially coming out now that they have a female athletic director.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. You know, I don't know. That's an interesting thing. It's always possible.
I don't know if maybe female, but maybe just not Gary Barta too. I mean, he's kind of
okay, but 20
mishandled some things.
20 years goes
Bowlesby.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's
quite
just
frankly.
Really...
Well, it's going to be interesting, Pat, to see what you learn in the coming days.
Well, it's going to also be interesting to see how forthright they are with. They're not going to be able to talk. They're not going to be able to talk about much. But right. I mean, but it'll be interesting to see if anything surfaces on social media. I mean, I could start calling athletes on the team, but my guess is they've all been told to not say a word while the review's going.
You know, usually when this crap happens, somebody will like call us and say something, but they nothing.
There was stuff going on prior to this release. I mean, this didn't all happen yesterday.
No, so I mean,
I hadn't heard a thing.
Yeah, nothing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing what we learned.
Yeah. But, when I saw that, I'm like, wow. And I didn't know what to think. But it does not paint a good picture for Larissa Libby. Can we agree on that?
No, it's not good. I mean, that is it's hard.
And you got to acknowledge, Iowa's had some issues. They don't want another field hockey. I mean, they've had issues.
Volleyball?
I mean, Jane Meyer situation, Bon Szymanski. I mean, they've had a lot of stuff over the last 6-7 years, and it's going to be interesting to see how Beth handles this.
This is her first scandal, right?
Gymnastics?
Like scandal.
I guess. I mean, if that's what this is, I don't. I mean, when they're questioning the environment, they're basically saying that the head coach is not leading the way she should and the way that we expect her to do. That's how I interpret
that. That is a really.
It's a vague statement.
Rough. Sport and
demanding
coaches
physically.
Usually are pretty hard on their.
Well,
to be.
I mean, you think Tom Brands is like eating Fruit Loops with the Iowa wrestlers?
Well,
I
saw him yesterday with at Hy-Vee with a big box.
A Fruit Loops or the Caitlin Clark box?
No, yeah.
But no, I mean, I still would make a case that what the gymnasts do is the most impressive thing. I think watching one of those gymnasts do the balance beam is more. Yeah. I'm more in awe of that than watching Caitlin Clark make a 30-foot jumper, if that makes sense. I think what they do is above everything else as far as talent and skill. So few can do that is what I'm saying.
Well, it takes a ridiculous
amount of training.
Training and concentration.
So, I just wonder if this is tough love being interpreted in a way Larissa Libby doesn't want it interpreted. You know, I mean, who knows? But like you said, I've never heard a bad word about her.
No.
No, not in 20 freaking
years.
And
when you watch those meets and you look, they're all laughing,
they're hugging her.
Like,
yeah.
She's smiling, they're smiling with her, they're laughing. You know, it's not like a Bobby Knight situation where she's, writing them or anything like that.
And the tough thing about these things as far as from a journalist standpoint is nobody will say anything. They can't say anything on the record.
Right.
I mean, you know that they've all been told, hey, shut up while this review's going on. But why they hired this particular person, I don't know anything about him. He sounds like a character from Seinfeld, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. But I don't know why they chose him in particular. And if you look, you think what he represents. I'm going to see what his title is again. He is co-founder of Education and Sports Law Group. When you hear that, how do you
interpret it? Sounds
fun. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this just leaves so much up to the imagination, doesn't it?
It's just really.
It's just the fact that you're right. Out of nowhere, nobody. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
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 Now, also too, gymnastics isn't going to get a lot of discussion on message boards and stuff.
No.
It's just there's just not as much interest for it. Now there will be. I will. When I posted that thing, within a while, it had like over 200 page views, just like that. A lot of times, I'll post a gymnastics result; it won't hardly get anything.
Right.
But no, people are interested in controversy, regardless what the program is.
Yeah, I'm looking at Twitter just to see if anybody's said anything.
I hadn't seen anything before came out at 6, and the fact that it came out at 6:26, an unusual time too, you know. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, let's see what it says here.
I think we've had her on the radio, haven't we?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Yeah, she's great. Friends with her and
she's
stuff.
She's been on a few times.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I know we've had her on the Hart Fanatic.
She's probably the most open of any of the Iowa coaches. Like, you'll see pictures of her at, like, birthday parties that she'll put on her social media. She runs Instagram, Facebook. You never see Kirk do that or Lisa.
No,
Hooter
and
or,
I mean...
No, fairness. You, and I'm not comparing Kirk to...
How can you see Kirk at, like, a party, like, posting pictures
of
a
posting pictures
party?
Of himself at a party. I mean, let's... I mean, Kirk Kirk is sort of in a different stratosphere than
Suter.
Larissa.
But I could see Fran.
With Suter, with Ann and Suter. All three just in drunken stupors.
Damn it.
You're the one who brought it in.
Knock it
you
off.
Can't let it go. You bring it up, and then you blame us.
Yeah.
Fault. I had moved on from Suter. Now he's back in my head again. All I see is a hand with a big pint of beer saying, I'm here and you're not. That's what he's basically saying. We're here having fun and you're not. Don't you think that's his message?
No. I want nothing to do with this conversation.
All right, even though you're the one who instigated it. All right, should we move?
No, it's just, it just is odd after 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, and maybe it is because
I never heard much about Tracy Griesbaum until they were great. Iowa field hockey was great under her for a while. I hadn't heard a bunch of rumors about, and then that stuff all happened. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, and plus we're in a different world now, guys. I mean, athletes are a little more sensitive, a little more vocal, mm-hmm. a little more proactive as far as protecting what they feel are their rights and what have you. So we'll just have to wait and see. I don't want to assume
just the
anything.
Athletes if they say,
coaches too. Yeah, no, that's the other thing. That's assistants. It sounds like everybody's ganging up on her.
Yeah.
But we don't know if they have a reason to. That's why it's kind of tough to comment on this stuff because we don't have the facts. Doesn't mean we can't stop. Do we have to stop talking? Say something.
Oh, I just want to let that sit in.
It's like I'm with a couple
haven't
mummies.
Haven't I said enough in 60
Hunter,
years?
We may need you, man. These guys aren't talking.
I just want to let that settle in for a minute.
Hunter's out there eating his salad.
Yeah.
Here, Hunter. You know you're in trouble if you ask me to come in. You're like a Cub relief pitcher, right? Hey, did the White Sox end up beating Detroit?
They lost 1-0.
Oh, yeah,
so the pitching looked great.
See, I turned on the White Sox game and they were down 1-0. I turned on in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
I turned on the Cubs game and they're ahead 1-0.
Yeah.
And they both end up losing.
Yeah.
So who pitched for the Tigers?
Who pitched for the Tigers? I don't remember.
Who pitched for the White Sox?
White Sox. They. Oh, who is it? It was not Cease. They pulled somebody out of the bullpen. Who's going to be a starter for the Crochet, maybe? I'll double check. It was somebody who had been a bullpen guy that they made a starter for the first time this year, and he did pretty damn well.
And then didn't Javier Baez score the game's only run? I believe he did, former
yes.
Cub.
Yeah.
Marquee Network with the Cubs.
Yeah, Crochet.
Lost my pillow guy.
Oh.
Well, they kicked him. First of all, they took his warehouse away this week.
Who, Mike Lindell? Doesn't he have more evidence of that it was rigged?
Yeah, it's all rigged, but he... Yeah. Seriously, they kicked him out of the place they were making the pillows.
But it was rigged.
And
a hoax.
And so Marquee Network had this big buy, and he signed a contract, and he hasn't paid for last year yet. And now they're, one of the managers is saying, he's going to live up to the contract or they're suing him.
Well, who kicked, was it the deep state that kicked out his pillow company?
Yeah.
Okay, because it was rigged?
Yeah. You know, it's a freaking pillow.
And I've heard they're not very good.
By the way, Crochet pitched six innings and gave up one run.
Isn't that a game you play, Crochet?
Crochet.
Yeah, Crochet.
No, that's where you make the knitting. It's like a knitting thing.
Oh, what's the game I'm thinking of?
Croquet.
Croquet, okay.
Yeah, with the mallet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never liked that game.
Do you cover that?
No, never liked that game.
We have a Hawkeye croquet team?
Huge scandal within the Hawkeye
croquet
club. They're turning on the coach. No, and I'm not suggesting that's what's happened. Well, that is sort of what's... But no, the question is whether it's justified or not.
Yeah, when you say, okay, if you say athletes, okay.
They're questioning the environment.
Then that makes a little bit of, But when you say coaches,
that looks worse for the head coach, don't you?
A lot worse.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think a lot worse.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. And no, that statement, that release didn't say much, but it did say enough.
And it did come out, okay, probably would have come out Friday, but it's Good Friday, and they're not working up there.
Who's not working?
Part of the university.
Oh, they shut down on Good Friday?
No, but a lot of them take it off.
Really?
So.
The Catholics, I assume.
I'm Catholic. I don't take it off.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm Jewish.
I'm here.
What's your holiday?
I should have called in and said, listen, man, this is Passover. Good Friday.
Passover. There you go.
Yeah.
I could have called in this morning and said, this is Good Friday. I can't go. I'm staying at home to talk with God and eat tuna sandwiches. You know, my mom used to make, sometimes she would make tuna. She would toast the bread and then she'd put a little cheese on and it would be like a tuna cheese melt. My God, were those good.
Yeah.
I tried them and mine sucked.
They make a great tuna melt.
Where?
I bet it's a sponsor.
Midtown does?
Yeah, I don't know if they are today.
Well, why wouldn't they today? It's
I think like today would be the day they do it.
I don't know. Maybe they are.
Hey, it's Good Friday. Let's cut those tuna sandwiches. I mean,
they are really good.
I may have to go try that.
Yeah.
Because I've made it this far without eating meat on Friday, and I can do another day. I'm not doing a McDonald's fish sandwich. I'm not doing it today.
Well, you don't have to worry about the pothole too.
It's still there too.
Oh yeah.
It
has
massive.
Its own subreddit.
There's going to be people building homes around that thing. It's so big.
One day it will encompass our pothole.
I mean,
the two potholes will merge.
I actually stopped the other day and looked at it in awe. The fact that it's been allowed to fester this long.
People,
it's gonna be a recreational lake from the county pretty soon.
People
boating in it.
Somebody stopped me at the Hy-Vee on First and goes, I was hearing you guys talk about that pothole, so I drove there to see it.
And I bet they were amazed.
They were amazed.
Yeah, how big it is.
He goes, that's very impressive.
Yeah. As far as potholes goes, it's one of the best.
How long has it been?
Oh, months. Not as long as the Old Melio's has been closed.
I'm not kidding. There is a Reddit devoted to the pothole, a subreddit, the Iowa City one, devoted to the pothole.
I mean, it's been around for months.
It's got its own.
Has it been there since like October?
Oh, I think so.
I think so, yeah.
And so what is our theory as to why this is taking? Suter said because it's private property, but that's the street going through that. Why won't they fix that?
Because if they completed the sale yet of that mall?
I don't know.
Isn't that mall always under sale?
Yes.
Go over to Ollie's and get some stuff to put in there.
Yeah. Well, they got good stuff cheap.
They got good stuff cheap, yeah. I actually did go in there a few months ago, and it was really cool. I went Christmas shopping.
Can you imagine a store cheap stuff, expensive? How long do you think that would work? We have really expensive, bad stuff. But no, I'm amazed that that pothole is still there. I'm going to shoot video of it and put it up on Twitter someday.
Well, make
it your prep sports athlete of the week.
Not even Caitlin Clark can sustain like this pothole. Aren't you surprised though that it hasn't been fixed? One that big.
Have her shoot a basket from Japanese restaurant.
And she'd make it because it's such a big hole.
Yeah.
You imagine though driving through there at night.
Well, that's not a challenge. I mean,
but could you imagine though if you're not familiar with that setup and you're driving through there at night, you could destroy your car.
Oh yes. Doesn't that close at like 10?
That's why I don't understand why it's been allowed
open later.
That's why I don't understand why it's been allowed to sit there for so long.
I think because maybe they're, I don't know that the sales, but they were for sale at one point for $13 million.
So the road is part of the sale? Is part of the property?
I think that part of it.
Okay, all right.
I think. I'm not, you know.
Lots of times we have a caller call in that has more information, but right now it's just dead. Yeah. Nothing. No. We need help. We don't know. We're speculating. Well, back to the Hawks.
They're going to redo the Lassie, a show where Timmy's in the well.
Lassie.
Only this time Timmy's in the pothole.
No. He ain't getting out.
He can't get out of the pothole. Lassie don't know what to do.
Lassie could fit in that pothole. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
That
it's just getting bigger and bigger. It's to the point now where you have to. It's in that area. It's one lane.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if you have two cars coming, the one with the pothole has to wait for the other one so it can drive around the pothole. And that's, but it's been there for a while. All right, back to the Hawks.
One thing we should mention with the gymnastics too, they really took a nosedive this year. Last year they were a ranked team and went kind of far in the postseason. This year they finished like 10th at the Big Tens.
No,
so I don't know what happened.
That might be part of the.
It might or might not, but I'm just saying it's worth noting.
Chat room. If the pothole is deeper than Iowa's O-line.
Our O-line is not deep.
Actually, it is deep. They've got seven guys with starting experience. They're just.
Yeah.
They haven't been very good yet.
It is a good line, though.
Yeah, I mean they've got plenty of experience on the offensive line. I mean, you've got Mason Richmond, Connor Colby, Logan Jones, Jennings Dunker, Nick DeYoung. I mean, they got five, six, seven guys that have combined for over 100 starts. This is not they are one of the more experienced offensive lines in the Big Ten, and they just haven't been very good. And I don't mean to sound nasty, but I'm just stating the fact. They just have been mediocre at best. So we'll see.
Yeah, it hasn't been working.
And, you know, Proctor was the hope was that Proctor was going to come in and start at left tackle and, you know, be the anchor. But that's obviously not going to happen. But like Kirk said, he never even practiced with the team. And so it's like he's not even here. I did see some 247 guy from Alabama. I saw some interview for about a 4-minute interview. I might be able to find it during the break. He's blaming Iowa for giving Proctor the cold shoulder. Saying that, you know, they didn't, even when the parents reached, I find this hard to believe. One of the things he said was, even the parents reached out to Iowa football to know, hey, where do we park when we come? And they claimed that they had no response. Oh, I find that hard to believe.
I
that's just not how Kirk operates. But I also think maybe some of the Iowa players, well, okay, this guy, he decommitted from us the day before signing with Alabama. How sincere is he? I mean, it sounds like they just didn't welcome him with open arms. They welcomed him, but maybe some of these players wanted to see just how committed he was, and obviously he wasn't very committed. But the way this 247 guy from Alabama was spinning it, that basically Iowa didn't welcome Proctor. He never felt comfortable, never felt wanted. They kind of alienated his parents, and he decided to go back to Alabama.
Swarm say he didn't want to do any of the NIL?
I don't know about that, but I just think that's a convenient narrative from the Alabama point of view.
I'm not buying it.
I mean, I may try to find it, but why even give the guy publicity? But I think it was 247, some guy from Alabama. There's so many of these websites now that cover. But it just seemed like everything he was saying made Proctor look like the good guy and Iowa look like the bad guy. And I bet you anything, if we ask Kirk, there's an explanation that would make a lot of sense. I mean, I've been critical of Kirk and Brian. You guys know, but Kirk, he is not going to just be careless and dismissive in that. I just find that hard to believe that he would just.
And he's also not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Never do that. But I just don't see if Kirk knew that Proctor's parents were reaching out to him to know, hey, where do we visit? I just can't imagine him saying, don't answer. You know, we got to see if he's really sincere. That doesn't make any sense. That's just not how I think Kirk operates. And maybe it never even made it up to Kirk. Who knows? I don't know.
And why would it come up this far out from the football season? Where to park, you know?
They could have been asking where to park if we come up and visit him. I mean, he's still here taking classes.
Yeah.
And you're not talking about football. You're just talking about in general.
It sounds like just in general, like if they wanted to come up and visit him, then nobody from Iowa responded to the parents. Yeah. I just find it hard to believe.
Yeah.
And now maybe I'm just a homer who doesn't have
I don't think you are.
But I don't think I am in this case because, hell, there's lots of times. I mean, Kirk's son-in-law blocks me on Twitter. I'm not a homer. So, yeah, I'm not a homer, but I just find it hard to believe that Kirk would be that dismissive But I also don't think that Caden Proctor needed to have the red carpet rolled out to him and have a sense of entitlement if that's the case, too. And I don't know if that's true. The truth is somewhere, I think, closer towards Iowa football. I'm guessing they didn't kiss his ass. Can we say that?
Yeah, exactly.
And
we've said worse.
After you said it.
After I said it, and as much as maybe he wanted or thought was going to happen, and he went on that. It sounds like he went on some vacation during spring break with a bunch of former Alabama players. That wasn't a good sign right there. You knew right then. Yeah. I'm saying to myself, okay, why not go on vacation with your new teammates? But he chose to go with Alabama guys, and that's when everything changed after that. So, but no, I'm not. I don't buy this stuff that, oh, Iowa just didn't treat him with respect. I find that hard to believe.
Well, if I'm playing the role of suitor today, I don't want to hear about him anymore.
Yes, and click your pen down and get
dismissed. Say, yeah, talk about something that makes me uncomfortable, and I'll just start.
Suitor wants no part of him anymore. He's not a Hawk.
Yeah, he's not a Hawk.
No, don't want to hear about it.
Suitor has moved on.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about Caden. And to be honest, that's the best thing to do. I don't wish any ill will on Caden Proctor, but I'm not going to worry about
you don't want
I don't care about what he does now.
Harm to happen no, to any of course kid, not. But, you know, yeah.
But he did burn his own. He did burn his home state school twice, yeah. And if Iowa fans want to resent him for that, that's their right. But you don't have to be nasty about it.
Well, they are.
Oh, some will go on Twitter and...
You know, you had a great... it was a great article on Caitlin and how... the success that she has pisses off.
Well, you know that too. The bigger you get in anything, music, Taylor Swift now probably has more enemies than she did 10 years ago. Yeah, that's just part of becoming a superstar is people want to tear you down. Jealous, petty. And some people just, I mean, I saw some guy, I don't know if it's a guy, girl, that's the problem with Twitter. Some Connecticut fan who's obsessed with Caitlin Clark, all this account does is tear her down because he wants the nation to think that Paige Beckers is better than Caitlin Clark. And it's just, I looked at this guy's timeline. And I'm like, Jesus, dude, you don't have anything better to do than just obsess over a 22-year-old woman that plays for a different school that you don't like. I mean, it's just
kind of ugly.
It's pathetic.
Yeah,
it really is. And then how about the Albany paper writing a story on Caitlin and Connor's relationship?
Yeah, what
the hell? Read it. I can't believe I'm reading this.
Well, what the hell?
And Halas's tweet.
They're 22.
Did you see Halas's promote? Yes. But Halas, but you know he was doing that sort of making fun of the story.
Yeah,
he was doing that tongue in cheek. I know Halas. They're 22. They started date. She actually knew Patrick more. They were closer. Caitlin is actually 2 grades behind Connor. She knew Connor got to know Caitlin through Patrick because the men's and women's teams are really close. They're friends.
Yeah.
And it started as a friendship and evolved into, you know, Minnie Riperton. And I'm happy for him, but I don't need to know about it. I don't want to read about their...
Do you think either of them knows who Minnie Riperton is?
No. I bet Fran does.
Fran probably does.
I bet Fran does.
Philadelphia in the 70s? Oh, yeah.
You don't think he's used that Minnie Riperton song to work his magic?
Hey, Margaret. No. I don't want anything to do with that either.
No. We don't need to go there. But how about... I turn on those... Turn on the stereo today, the radio, and you're playing Salt in My Tears.
Yeah,
Martin Riley.
Good God.
What's wrong with that?
Hunter, help me. You don't like it, do you? Jesus Christ. Right. I don't even have Hunter's help now. Salt in My Tears. God.
What the hell?
That one or Minnie Riperton Loving You?
I could never tell. You know, that was just, she hits those high notes. But she's gone now.
Yeah.
Oh, she's dead?
Oh, yeah. She's been dead all years.
Did she die of cancer or something?
Now, Maya Rudolph is her daughter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
She was on Late Night the other night.
I used to have a crush on Maya Rudolph when she first came on Saturday Night Live. There was something about her.
She had something coming out. Yeah. Oh, I think she's in Jerry Seinfeld's doing a Pop-Tart movie.
Yeah, she died in 1979, man.
Good Lord. I was in eighth grade.
I mean, it's not funny.
What were you doing in 79?
This.
What were you doing in 79?
I was being 6 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see.
Living right over here, actually.
She had a mastectomy due to breast cancer.
Okay, that's what I thought. I do remember.
It had spread to her lymphatic system.
That's sad. How old was she?
I can't imagine 79.
She's been dead for 45 years.
31.
She'd be 76 if she was. Yeah. She's younger. She'd still be younger than the Stones if she was alive.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first time I heard that song. I'm like, God, how does she sing that high note? You know, do you know the song I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Okay. Loving You.
Yeah. Is that one of your favorite songs, Hunter?
Mace says you play it all the time.
Yeah, whatever. I've never played it in my life.
You've never played that?
No.
Well, it's top 40.
Yeah, it's a hit.
In 1979, I was at KFMH. We didn't.
You could play it now. Yeah. Why don't you play it in honor of her?
Because yeah. I have no honor for her.
Oh.
No, we don't even. No, we don't play that stuff. It's pussy stuff.
And Salt in My Tears isn't?
No. It's a one
Martin
of the.
Bri- who is Martin Bri-
It's a rock and roll anthem.
Yeah.
Why do you force me to do that?
To defend your music?
Why? Yes. Why?
That's just why I'm here.
Why?
I'm speaking for the people that are,
why are you here?
That still take pride in good music.
Oh, I know what I'm going
to do. You only have six albums you love.
Oh, no. I've got tons of albums I love. I mean, Led Zeppelin put out 9, and
The best call we had once is that guy calls up and said, Pat, if you had your way, they'd only play 8 songs.
Yep. I didn't like every. I mean, Led Zeppelin, Coda, the last album, that one didn't do much for me. And I think In Through the Outdoor was underrated. It didn't do very well. But I thought it was a really good album. But I mean, The Doors, I like all their albums. I like tons of albums. Tons. I mean, London Calling is one of my favorite albums.
Martin Briley had a great album.
Was he a one-hit wonder?
Was he in another band or something?
I have no idea.
You going to look that up?
So, but was he a
one-hit? He's on his phone.
He might be.
Well, no, I don't mind when he does this.
By the way, there was a, since we're talking music, there was a discussion in the KFMH group chat yesterday, and none of us knew this existed, but the band Cream, in 1967, did a radio commercial for Falstaff. They wrote a song about how great Falstaff beer is. Cream.
I remember Falstaff.
Can we play that, or will we get a copyright ding for the 50-year-old, 55-year-old, or whatever, 57-year-old beer commercial?
Band? We'll see if we get a copyright ding.
Yeah, what did we get it for the other day? There was some song I'd never heard of.
I don't know.
And we were banned somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, Bulgaria and Yugoslavia.
And it was from this.
We're
segment
banned
on
there
Monday.
Now? They're not listening?
Because of Monday's Hot Fanatic.
They complained that, you know.
There was some copyright with a song, and I'd never heard of the song before.
And we're banned permanently in Russia.
Damn.
All right, here's.
Music career. Let's see. Well, he was in bands I've never heard of.
Like what?
Mandrake Paddle Steamer.
God.
Later shortened to Mandrake. And
Mandrake Paddle Steamer.
He was in Greenslade.
Never heard of that.
I did show prep last night. I did not know my Martin Briley's discography.
Then, that's my bank. No, it's Greenslade.
He was touring with Meatloaf, Julian Lennon,
okay,
Bonnie Tyler, the Modern Jazz Quartet.
So is he a guitarist?
Engelbert Humperdinck, Lulu, Mick Jones, Donna Summer, Cliff Richard, Olivia Newton-John, The Hollies, Tom Jones, Ian Hunter, and Albert Hammond. And then he did Salt in My Tears.
I hadn't heard that song for ages until I turned the radio on today. I've never heard you play that before.
I've played it before.
Played it a lot.
Yeah, I just have missed it.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from Cream.
Can we do this? It definitely sounds like Cream.
It's a one-minute spot.
What the hell is that?
You gonna put that in our overnights?
Does that make you want to drink Falstaff beer? Is it still around?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it is, but it's not distributed a lot.
Yeah, I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, it's still around.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, we took a bus tour.
Good use of the word slake, by the way, in those lyrics.
When we took a bus tour, we got like Falstaff and hams and put it among the beer people wanted.
Yeah, I don't know if they made
my dad.
I've only seen Falstaff in signs at dive bars.
My dad drank Hams beer a little bit.
My dad drank some Hams beer, but mostly Falstaff.
I've never seen a Falstaff.
My dad was not a big beer drinker.
No, I don't know when they.
I've seen it, but it's been a long time.
My dad would have Game of the Week, Saturday afternoon, Pee Wee Reese and Dizzy Dean at 1 o'clock.
Kill a 12-pack.
He'd have just a Falstaff in a bottle. That was it. No, he didn't really drink.
My dad was the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello? Hello? That's how it works. Then you talk. I have to explain him the theory.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Probably, that yes.
Is it already almost 5 till?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Well, this show brought to you by Falstaff.
We'll 84 years of preparation, the wait is over. The Oxyokin's brand new book, Our Recipes, Our Story, is on sale now. 90 pages in full color, 67 recipes, and our unique history for only $24.99. Get yours while they last at the Oxyokin. Available soon by mail order, along with our current serving hours at oxyokin.com. The Oxyokin. Oxyokin, in the heart of a man.
1-800-800-ROSE. Your FTD florist is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy, just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertin and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for 3 generations.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertinandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
On an athletic team, you need team players, good athletes, superior equipment, and the best coaches available. In real estate, you need to have a good title and settlement team at your disposal. Hi, this is Steve Anderson. Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing, you need quality title and settlement services. Consider the team at Hawkeye Title. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319 390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Car won't go into gear? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair, in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventative maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't go into gear, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house edition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing on all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewels, making memories, making
partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 66 for a high today, though. The wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, an isolated shower, maybe a thunder shower this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, 45 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62. On Easter Sunday, some rain with a high right around 56. More rain and thunderstorms possible into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Current temperature, 44.
KCJJ weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
What you do, I'll show them later.
We are back.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
That's true. We're chatting about covering Hawkeye sports and such.
Yeah.
We have an update from the National Weather Service, too, with the look here. Severe thunderstorm outlook for tonight. We are in the marginal.
Yeah.
For that.
What time does it start, though?
Let's see. 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., so it won't affect baseball or anything.
Yeah, we're fine.
But just, you know, people at home are doing stuff tonight.
Normally, they play these Friday games at 6. I'm sure they probably moved it up because of weather.
Sunday, it looks like the severe weather threat's going to be a little south of us, like literally Lone Tree is south. So that could change.
Well, maybe they won't switch.
That's 2 p.m. to 12 a.m. Sunday.
Yeah.
So they might move up the start time on Sunday if this changes.
And then the Saturday, their game's going to be almost on right at the exact same time as the women's game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
You can flip between the two if you want.
But Brody Breck starting tonight, Kate Obermuller Saturday, and they have Marcus Morgan as the third starter on Sunday. Marcus had, I think Rick called it a decent outing his last time. He's starting to get back together because he's been struggling, but they need him, and they need to get these three starters to be more consistent, obviously.
Obermuller's look good.
But to win that first series after losing the first game and Brody not pitching well, That was a nice response by Iowa baseball to win that Purdue series, because when you lose that opening game and your ace doesn't have a good outing, that puts you in a tough spot. But they came back, so good for them.
Michigan State this week. Is it Michigan State?
Minnesota.
This Minnesota. Okay. Although the softball must be Michigan State then.
We were thinking about trying to get the Minnesota baseball coach back on, but without Suter here, it just wouldn't work.
No. Yeah,
the interview wouldn't work.
What if Suter's not here? We book the interview and it's great.
Yeah. All he does is make fun of Suter for drinking the whole time he's on. Wouldn't that be funny? Would you like that?
And you saw that picture of what Ann was drinking.
Did you see the one of her with that big tumbler of wine?
I did not.
It's like a vat.
You could have swam in that thing.
I did not see it.
We're just talking about a photo that was posted on social media.
Nothing to do with it.
Looks like she's having a hell of a time.
Yes.
Happy for him.
It's Miami.
How do you not?
Yeah.
You know, big bucket of wine.
Yeah.
Her arm can barely hold that thing up.
Yeah. Surrounded by cartels.
And Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots and cartels. Hello.
Boy, the pothole conversation was just terrific.
Well, then, we can go back.
Then minutes later, Minnie Riperton. I hear the word Minnie Riperton, which makes me laugh.
Okay.
And then you just pop.
Hello?
We lost you.
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah,
no, there you are. Now you're back. We lost you there.
Yeah, well, Minnie Riperton.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, made me laugh, but the Falstaff commercial was just over the top.
I would agree with that.
Sometimes we stray from the topic at hand.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic.
That was Eric Clapton.
And you could tell it was them right away.
Yeah, you really could.
Yeah.
Was that Eric Clapton at his best, Captain?
If there was a best.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, keep it up. It's fantastic.
We try to please.
I think at the end, doesn't he sing... The Beer of White People.
Yes.
I think
so that's not a violation of the copyright stuff that
I don't
since
know.
It's a commercial?
It's so
do you
old.
Think that, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they have a one-minute commercial from 1967 in the database
we'll find,
of stuff
we'll
that they
find
scan.
Out.
We get blocked.
We'll find out. If we get blocked for it, it's worth it.
We get blocked by, like, Mongolia.
You ran the Falstaff commercial.
Honest to God.
I'd be worth it. I think it'd be worth it.
India shuts us down.
Yeah.
Well, they keep changing their damn rules. Yeah, at one point in time, they recognized our licenses that we, you know, that we pay for. And then all of a sudden, one day, we don't do that anymore. You know,
But don't they not give you any notice? So
no.
You don't know what rules you're violating?
No.
Until you violate them, and then they let you know.
And then they said,
that doesn't seem fair.
We violated it one day, and I objected, and, you know, said you get, and then they said, well, we no longer honor those. You know, like that.
I guess you live and learn.
Yeah. Hello.
Maybe you just answered this. I thought you couldn't play music on YouTube anymore.
Well, not like copyrighted material, but
yeah,
we're taking a chance
it's
that
an
a
old Falstaff
67
commercial.
1 minute Falstaff commercial.
Yeah.
It's not like we played, you know, Crossroads or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, you know more about the radio station than we do.
Yeah.
This
thanks.
Is the guy that always calls up and, you know, pointing out. Well, I thought, I don't own a radio station, but I know more about it than you do. Same goddamn guy every time.
Yes.
Wow. Son this thing's suddenly turned harsh.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You're mad.
That's just, you know, the guy's always, well, are you sure you could do that?
Yeah. No, I don't. That's why we did it.
Yeah.
We're living on the edge, right?
Yeah,
we're on the
edge. We're on the edge.
If you think you can run the place better, get your freaking checkbook.
In fairness, I've only been doing this since 1990, so I'm clearly a new idiot.
I've been doing it since 2008.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, getting back to Minnie Riperton.
Sure.
I saw her in high school live. And believe it or not, you know who she opened for? This was in Chicago at the old area.
What year are we talking?
It was either 74 or 75.
Okay. You guys are going to try to guess?
The
Eagles.
Kiss.
Rare Earth.
Oh, my. I would never have guessed that.
It did not go well.
Why? What happened?
Well, about the first song, it wasn't Loving You. I can't remember. But it was a rowdy crowd.
Okay.
Of course.
Of course.
And everyone was kind of stunned and silent. And then the second song was Loving You, and the booze broke out.
Oh.
And then they didn't stop.
Oh.
She played about four songs, and I felt so bad for her.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my mini Ripper.
Well, that's
story,
a good one. So. A little kind of
usually
sad.
Usually at a Rare Earth concert, they just want to celebrate.
You know, and I'm not a huge Rare Earth fan. I mean, Hunter, are you a big Rare Earth fan? I mean, they're okay, but they're not good enough to where their fans can bust on Minnie Riperton. That ain't fair.
Well, it wasn't ready. It was a terrible pairing.
Yes, you're right. It was a bad combination.
Their fault.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
But the show was great. Rare Earth was great.
Look, what's their big famous song?
I just want to
celebrate. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
What's
very
that?
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks for that story. That's a good one.
Okay, thank love you. The show. Bye.
That was when I was in school.
I was going to ask him if he timed it so he got there before she defecated.
Shut up. When I was in
school. Oh, wait, that was a different concert somebody went to.
When I was in school here in 67 or 68, the Supremes played. And the place was packed for the Supremes. Everybody stood. They didn't know the opening act was Willie Tyler and Lester.
Oh, I love Willie Tyler and Lester.
Never heard of him.
It's a puppet.
I've met him.
Yeah.
Had him on my show once.
Yeah. Well, they started booing him and crap because they wanted the Supremes. Supremes were pissed off, came out, did their set, and walked off, and you knew
they were mad at how they were treating the
Willie Tyler and
Lester. Like them sticking up for their fellow performers.
Yeah. And they never, they didn't come back for an encore or anything.
So in 75 or 74, was Rare Earth really popular then?
It was like the Beatles. Except,
I'm still reflecting on Minnie Riperton being like Gigi Allen and doing a show like that.
That is a bad combination. That'd be like putting like the Doors with Air Supply. You imagine that?
I have a phone call. Can we take this really quickly? Hello?
Steve, I was at that concert at the Field House with Supremes.
Yeah.
I remember that night. You're right on. That was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, they just didn't. Yeah, they didn't want. I mean,
is this mic on?
Yeah, you're on. You can't hear him because he's in the other studio.
Is this mic on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was at that concert with the Supremes back in the 57 or 8, and it was in the Field House, and the place was nuts. And you're right about that Willie Tyler thing. That's bizarre, man. Anyway, have a nice Easter, everybody.
All right, see you later.
Is this thing on?
What about, why wasn't anyone sitting in front of Pee-wee at the movie theater on that call?
That's a good question. I thought it was going to be a bit.
I did too.
I was there.
And what if we were talking about the band, the Brothers Johnson Band? Would he have?
They would have called.
You don't have to. Would we have gotten that?
Yeah. Brian Johnson, AC/DC.
There you go.
Look what you did. I hope you're happy.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, you didn't have to call him Johnson.
There you go.
What?
Yeah. Dad, I got a question for you.
Okay, what's that?
Women's wrestling?
Yeah.
Is that high class?
Okay, no, we're not. No.
What am I missing here?
No.
What's going on? What am I missing? Was I about sucked into something that would have been bad?
No, he sent that joke to me on text, and I'm not going to read that either.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have limits here. We have boundaries.
Yeah, we do.
We do have boundaries.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that guy phones us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's going to call and ask if he can do that.
Yeah.
Can Gene say that? I didn't think he could say that.
Well, he just did.
Yeah.
What
about Ray J. Gilmore?
Spray the grill more.
Yeah. He was not happy at that Royals game yesterday. They got beat by Mace Michaels.
Oh, he went down?
Minnesota Twins. Yeah, he was there.
He went down to Kansas. Yeah. That's his favorite team, isn't it, the Royals?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, Mace's team beat him 4-1.
Well, aren't the Twins pretty good?
Yeah. They're probably going to win the division.
Did they win it last year?
I think they did, yeah.
God, I see the Dodgers. What is their payroll? I mean, they got Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. I cannot imagine what their payroll is.
And Ohtani?
Yeah, they've got both of them.
Wow.
And
I thought he was in trouble for that.
Oh yeah, somebody's in trouble for that. Didn't the guy siphon like $5.4 million?
The interpreter,
from his account.
Allegedly.
And
the conspiracy theory is that he was using him as a middleman to make the bets himself. But
their payroll,
the Dodgers,
is $249,175,000.
Wow, quarter of a billion.
Now do the Pirates.
Do the Pirates now. The Dodgers is $250 million. Are the Pirates probably the lowest?
Maybe Oakland.
Well, one of the players they're paying pretty well, the kid from Cedar Rapids.
That's true.
Keller. He's been really good. I saw him pitch at West High against West High back when he was a junior in high
56
school.
$56 million.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I mean,
that's one of my biggest problems with baseball is just the huge discrepancy.
$200 million is a lot?
I mean, it's just...
discrepancy?
Yeah, that's just... I don't know.
Wow.
That might not even be the smallest. That's just the one that popped into my head.
It's one of the smallest.
I would imagine it is.
It's one of the smallest. Is the Dodgers more than the Yankees?
Yes. Might be.
I think Hunter just said yes, he would know. And Ohtani probably put them above the Yankees, didn't he? Yeah, because... I mean, he's not even pitching this year, is he? Isn't he just hitting and fielding?
Yankees, $173 million.
Wow, the Dodgers are $80 million more than the Yankees. Think about that. Well, they better win a World Series when you're paying that kind
of
you're paying that kind of salary. So, but the Iowa women's game tomorrow is at 2:30.
Susan about because they're the second game.
Yeah, about Susan Harmon is out there for Hawk Fanatics, so we'll have. Her covering this stuff. She told me the other day that this is kind of her last run. She's going to officially retire. I mean, she's been retired from newspapers for a while, but she came back to help us launch Hawk Fanatic and to help us cover Caitlin Clark and the women because it was a huge story, and she's done a great job. We really appreciate it. She's old school, but, man, there's still a place for good writing. And, you know, not everything's videos and social media. There's still a good – I still think there's a market for people wanting to sit and read a good story. And that's what Susan brings you.
She's very good.
Yeah, she's done a good job. And she is out in Albany right now. So it's going to be – I think they're going to win tomorrow. I think they're going to get to the Final Four. Do I think they're going to win the national championship? I'd still probably say no, but I think they're going to beat Colorado. But this could be the kiss of death because I'm wrong a lot with my predictions. I just think they're better than Colorado. And I think if they play LSU, LSU, man, I don't know. There's just been something not right about that team this year. But I'd love to see them beat LSU.
You know,
is that story out yet? It's not, is it? On Mulkey?
No, it's not.
It's not come out yet.
No. It was so cool seeing when that plane landed in Albany. All these, young girls are there waiting for an autograph from.
How about when the Gonzaga team landed in Detroit and that idiot politician said invaders?
Yeah.
He won't.
And doubled down. He tripled down on it. Anyone who's challenging, you're just a commie.
He won't.
He's an elected official.
Yeah, and he won't take it back.
No, he's tripling down. You look at his time. He's just a Trump worshiper.
Listen, we're running a commercial with the border. They're all saying the border. You had the most conservative guy in Congress, Langford, put together
a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
wasn't perfect. They were still going to let people in.
Yeah,
some of those people though won't be happy unless nobody's coming in.
See, and you can't do that.
You can't
because
do that.
We have international treaties.
We also have an economy that's depending on them.
Yeah.
But that thing, the fact that he would not take, I'll give Twitter credit, the community noted him and basically said, no, this is the Gonzaga basketball team. And then he's like, why does it take three buses? I mean, come on.
It just was, and he's still today doubling down on it.
Yeah, and anyone who challenges him is a woke liberal commie.
Yeah.
Even though he's just wrong, he doesn't care. He accomplished what he wanted. He gaslighted, and that's all he was. But, man, it's amazing some of the people that get elected now.
Freaking ridiculous.
No,
it
I mean,
really is.
It is. It's ridiculous.
You know.
And we got 8 more months of it. And now I see, now the polls are starting to show Biden doing better. But what's funny is with those polls now, those are fake. Anything that has him doing better, those are nothing. Yeah. But if it's a poll where Trump's leading, this is the Bible, the gospel. And
you're selling those.
I don't take polls serious. I mean, polls are so overrated.
You can't do a poll every freaking day. And, you know, one day it says, you can't do it every day. And all these polls are coming out every day. And, you know, this is what my son, that's what he does. He does surveys, among other things. This is what he got his PhD in.
Didn't the poll have Hillary winning?
Yes.
Yeah, no, the polls are, I don't pay any attention to them.
You know, we can't anymore.
No.
You know,
and who are these people they're surveying?
Well, the last poll that showed Trump, and it was a CBS poll, showed Trump leading Biden by, I think it was 48% to 44%, was conducted down south. And CBS said this is what a snapshot of, you know.
Yeah, and then I saw three yesterday, and Biden was winning one, 47, yeah. 45, 47. I mean, I think the story is it's going to be a close election.
Listen, if...
I never like polls like that because that's not how we elect the president. It's not by a popular vote. You got to go state by state and figure out which state you're going to win. I go to this state.
Yeah, and that's a rip.
I just think the polls are just...
Oh, I know, but that's how you win. That's how it's set up.
But, I mean, if this country puts him in, it gets what it deserves. It seriously does.
I don't agree with that. And for some, there's people out there that want him to be a dictator. If that means owning the opposition, they will be willing, because they think they'll be better off for that. And I just...
Well, no people has ever been better off under a dictator.
No.
You know, hey, look at Russia.
And I still think we have too many checks and balances in our system, and there's too many people that would allow him to become a dictator. It's just not going to happen. I think he'll be miserable and do a lot of things, but I just don't think the country will allow anybody to become a dictator. Maybe I'm naive.
Last summer, I had a family member went to Russia and stayed at a pretty nice hotel, was put up, and no hot water.
Russia's a dump.
Yeah, it is. It's a third world freaking country.
Other than military. They spend all their money on military, just like North Korea does.
Yeah. And the people are, the people stand in line for bread. Tucker Carlson, somebody should just punch him in the face.
That would be fun.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. All right, back to the Hawks. Suter would already be, hey, enough with the politics.
Which of your relatives is the one in the chat? Who's Frank?
That's my nephew.
When Don Patterson comes back on, they should have him do 10 to 15 minutes of a betting bit. Have him pick 3 to 5 games, and he gives the analytics on which team we should put money on. You think Don would go for that?
No.
No.
Not at all.
That's your relative there,
at least
pal.
My nephew, he's trying to expand our show. He's trying to give us... Is it my nephew? I believe he's the only family member that's in there.
The fact this is one of the few sports shows that doesn't get into the betting stuff.
Well, he's the only one that uses his real name.
I think he's doing that to own the
fake names.
To embarrass me. Because didn't you say within minutes they were calling him a freaking moron?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
The day he joined?
When he first got in.
Our chat room can be a little mean.
But it sounds like he's adjusting. He's fitting right in with the community there, isn't he?
They called him a freaking moron.
And I bet it didn't bother him.
Well, he's been in
there still firing away
every day.
Still firing away.
Yeah.
No, but I did that. I know I'm going all over the place, but that Iowa State Illinois game was. I mean, it was a good game. Iowa State I had a feeling their lack of offense was. Going to cost them, and they got off to that slow start. But Illinois is good. Now I think Illinois plays UConn. Man, UConn looks unbeatable. They destroyed San Diego State yesterday, and San Diego State was the same team they beat in the championship game last year, but it just was never even close. I mean, it was just, you could tell UConn is just in a class by itself. It's going to be interesting. Didn't Arizona lose too?
Arizona lost.
North Carolina lost.
Clemson.
North Carolina lost to Alabama. That did not surprise me at all. Alabama is a very talented team, man. And when they are hot from the perimeter, they are tough to beat.
They had one statistic in the Iowa State game. I don't know if it was the final, but it was late in the game, where Iowa State was 11 of 25 on layups and dunks.
Yeah, that
ain't
good.
Do you do that?
Now, some of those were probably contested, but that's not a good stat. They're just not. I mean, they were a team that thrived on defense, but eventually that's going to catch up with you. At some point, yes, you got to keep playing great defense in the tournament, but at some point you got to be good on offense, and you got to be good on offense in the backcourt. And I think that caught up with them. And Illinois is playing really well right now. Illinois is on a roll. I mean, they won the Big Ten tournament. I mean, they've won now. They beat Iowa in the regular season finale, so they've four. I mean, they've won now, what, 6-7 games in a row, something like that? I mean, they're really playing well.
I was pulling for Iowa State.
I was not.
I wasn't pulling for either one. I really didn't care.
I was pulling for Illinois. I was rooting against Iowa State. How about
I've
that?
Had more negative interaction with Iowa State fans.
Me
but
too.
That's because it's in-state. And some Iowa State fans just seem really obsessed with Iowa.
Well, yeah, that was my
whereas
motivation.
Illinois fans
when
don't
When they lost, we got, like, and I took it down off of our page. I bet you guys are real happy now that I, you know.
I was, yeah.
Well, they, and then a lot of Iowa State fans hate Caitlin Clark. And I'm, God, if she was there, they would worship her just like Iowa fans.
Of course.
Yeah. She didn't pick their school, and they're mad, and they try to tear her down and what have you. But
I, you know.
But Iowa State women are going to be really good these next couple of years. They're going to go on a run, I think. This team is built to be good. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do. I mean, that Audie Crook, she's quite the story. She had a great year, only a freshman. So, but right now the time is for Iowa. I mean, we got Caitlin Clark as a Hawkeye for, what, a couple more weeks at the most?
2 weeks.
It'll be interesting to see what she says when they ask her about cubes, Ice Cube's offer. I mean, this will be the first time she's had a press conference, and I'm sure it's going to come up. I wonder, I guess she'll say she's flattered, and she's not going to make any decisions until after the tournament and whatever. But, you know, I mean, I go back and forth on it. I do think it's a gimmick that could kind of, where they're kind of exploiting her. But, you know, if she can do it for 1 year and still do both and not hurt the WNBA, that's $5 million.
Okay, but then she becomes like a circus act.
But for one, just do it just one time. I still don't know how they plan on playing her in the league. I mean, are they going to treat her just like she's a man and defend her? Or are they going to, if they don't do that, it's going to look bad. But if they do that, it could look bad.
Yeah.
No one wants to see Caitlin Clark being shut down by some 35-year-old former NBA forward.
Yeah, there's twice her size.
Hey, did you see? She just shot that three, and she got it rammed down her throat. and now the NBA players are taunting her. I don't want to see
what's
that.
What's the shortest on that team?
Well, they're not. I mean,
think it's like.
Well, there's NBA guys that are 6'1", 6'2". Play. I mean, Allen Iverson was 5'11". Muggsy Bogues was 5'4".
I think Allen Iverson's in the big three.
I think he is, and he's Allen Iverson's almost 50.
Yeah.
But my guess is he could still drive right by Caitlin Clark
if he
wanted to, and that's no knock on Caitlin Clark.
No.
I just don't know how the league – I think if they could figure out a way to make it work on the court, I don't have a problem with all of the $5 million. She can still do both, but I just – if she's a gimmick, it's not going to work. But if she's not a gimmick, I don't see it working either because I think she'll be neutralized. I mean, Reggie Evans plays in the on three. You know, I mean, I don't know. But
that's why it doesn't seem – You know, it's $5 million, but she's going to, you know, she's doing okay.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't necessarily need the money, but it's easy for us to say that she should turn down $5 million. You know, I don't know like I said, for me, it will all depend on how they plan to use her in the league. Are they just going to use her as a gimmick and step away from her so she can make a 35-foot-3 and everyone claps? Then she's a gimmick. Then they're not defending her.
And then people will rip her.
They'll rip her.
And it goes against
her. Or if she gets shut down by, these are old retired men, look, and she can't do anything, that won't go well for her either. I think it's a no-win situation for her on the court is what I'd be saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this where Dave Portnoy, the guy from Barstool, offered her $10 million to play for their rec league team. And he's got it. I mean, he's got the money.
I don't follow Barstool. I'm not a big fan of Barstool Sports. It's just... I don't know.
I like some of their stuff. Some of their stuff, I'm like,
I think that's their, I don't know. They, to me, represent so much of what's wrong with social media and sports. Coverage. Snark and just, I mean, I don't know. But no, I'll give the guy credit.
I like the Pardon My Take, guys.
The guy's worth millions of dollars. He did a great job in building a brand and whatever. It's just not my thing. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what she says today because today is their first day of press conferences. And it's going to come up.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I just hope people don't ask her about, like, hey, the Albany Times just did a story on can you talk about your relationship with Connor? I hope people don't ask stuff like that.
Well, the further you get in the tournament, the more it gets like those Super Bowl press conferences where you get people who don't normally cover it.
I don't need to hear Caitlin Clark talking about her relationship with Connor McCaffrey.
Well,
I don't care.
Yeah, we're friends.
Well, they're not. They're boy and girlfriend. Fine.
I know,
but I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care what's going on in their personal lives. Does that make me a bad person?
That's all that she can say.
Do you think? I guess if I was there, I'd be like, "Hey, Caitlin, one question about you and Connor. Do you ever, when you guys are together, just having a nice tender moment, do you ever play Minnie Riperton in the back?
Yeah.
You think? All the time,
or
Mr.
Martin
Hardy.
Martin Riley.
They go from loving you to salt in my tears.
Yeah.
That would be my first question.
Actually, so she got invited to the Olympic tryouts? Is that?
Yeah, she's the only college player that's.
That's very cool.
The training squad, yeah. That's not a surprise either. I figured they usually do take one, and I figured it would be her.
Yeah.
But no, that's another great honor for her.
So she's not necessarily going to be on the team.
I'm not sure exactly
she's
how it
practice
works.
She's going
to
practice? Okay, I don't
but
know.
But she does get to practice. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But she's going to be on some – she'll be on pretty much – it'll be interesting to see if she's on our Olympic team.
Yeah, I would hope so.
If she – but there's a lot of NBA players or WNBA players that are really good that are 3 and 4 years older than her too. So but,
she could be their Christian Laettner.
But I'll tell you what, boy, you could sure put Caitlin on that team and if – I mean, she will be the biggest draw. She would be the biggest draw on the USA Olympic team right now, even bigger than all the pros, at least from a popularity standpoint. And she could definitely help them. She could play in the Olympics.
She doesn't have to be the star of the team. She could be come off the bench. She could be the 12th person.
But she also could maybe be even better than we think.
Maybe she is.
If you can do what she does as far as shooting threes and what have you, it's impressive.
Yep.
I have an email we just got from the Iowa pork producers, and the headline is, Pulled Pork Madness Announcement at 5.
What do you think that means?
Pulled pork madness. What do you think of that, Steve?
I don't know what that means. I don't either. I like pulled pork.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I don't mind pulled pork.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I do like pulled pork.
Wow, I just got a text from somebody out covering. Marty Terrell was in Boston yesterday. Has a press credential here.
Isn't he friends with who's the Boston sports writer who's on ESPN all the
Bob
time?
Ryan.
Yeah, isn't he Bob Ryan? Like
I don't
Bob
know,
Ryan
but he must be. I know he's out of jail. He must be working for someone again.
He's allowed. Yeah.
Everyone,
everyone deserves a second chance. For him, what is this, like a third or fourth?
This is like an 18th chance.
Yeah.
The mouth of the Midwest.
What if he's heading to Albany next?
Now he's the mouth of the East Coast.
Yeah.
He must be back out there where he was from.
No, he was working. I thought he was still in the Midwest.
No, he's still in Des Moines, but he's saying he's out there for the... Yeah. That's where Iowa State was.
So who's he work? Is he working for a radio station? Because doesn't he have some bills to pay?
He's got to,
He used to work freelance for like a network, like a radio network, like Sports Byline or one of the smaller ones.
Marty Terrell. Mouth.
Does he still owe you money?
Yes.
$600, isn't it?
$600.
He was going to send us those t-shirts and he never did.
Isn't that part of why he owes you money?
Yeah, I'm including that in the total. It's now 600 and, I don't know, 30.
Yeah.
He was going to send us Mouth of the Midwest t-shirts, and he never did.
2020.
What a jerk.
Marty Terrell.
You ever met him?
Never met him, but we had him on the show once when Steve was ripping him. He actually called in.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like 5:30 in the morning or something.
Yeah,
it was
5:30 in the morning.
Did you fight with him?
Well.
He kind of joked around, but there was like a tension in the background of it.
Yeah, I said, when are you going to send me the money?
Yeah. Oh, I got some shirts for you. We're like, hey, let's get those shirts.
Yeah, I want that money.
Never got the shirts.
No, never got
the
shirts.
I wanted the shirts because I'm not getting any money.
Never got the money. Yeah. That doesn't say what he's going to do. But
he used to have a whole catalog of
clothing.
Okay,
he's the...
The big mouth. Remember the t-shirt just had a big mouth
on it? He's the host on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM.
Okay.
Well, that didn't sound like a bad gig. I mean... The guy is a convicted felon. I'll give him credit for landing on
his house.
Feet.
Yeah.
You do that show from his house if you wanted to.
I'll give him credit
That's
for
what they do.
Yeah.
The serious people are...
He is a felon, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He was able to cross state lines, though, to go to Boston.
Well, he is a felon. But, they more and more, all the serious XM
are felons?
yes. They are.
Yeah, they set up a studio in your house, and there you go.
Yeah, they're all, so I'm sure he's doing
it. You see Bill Maher started a podcast network? Sage Steele was his first signee from ESPN, or used to be on
ESPN. I'm getting tired of
Bill Maher.
Billy Corgan has got one. Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Bill Maher, I'm just sick of him.
I am getting sick of him.
I don't get anything out of him. I really don't. And I really kind of never have.
Yeah,
and they had him on. They had him on CNN. His
HBO
show. Well,
aren't they putting him on Saturday nights, like rerunning it on Saturdays now?
Something like that. I watched.
And I watched his show on Friday. Some.
I watched like 10 minutes.
Depending on who the guests are.
Yeah.
I watched 10 minutes of it, and I just he did this long monologue, and I'm going, who gives a ass? I mean, I can watch like them do. Crap on Comedy Central, and I can watch Stewart and everything. He did this long because he is a very smart guy, but he wants you to know how smart he is.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely full of himself.
You know, yeah, and I, being not that smart of a guy, don't want you to know how smart
I mean, he
I
hates Trump. He hates Trump, but then he just...
Steve, nobody listens to this show and thinks, that guy's pretty smart.
Well, I mean, he does hate Trump, but he's very negative about the Democratic Party, too. He's kind of a combative Democrat, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, but, a lot of Democrats are.
Yeah, so who knows?
Worships Elon Musk. I don't care for that.
I saw parts of that interview with Don. Elon Musk is just a thin-skinned little brat.
Yeah.
What did he... God, he just had a... I can't remember the tweet now. He just tweeted something that people just went like...
Well, he's now just... It's just all politics for him now. He's made it
he
obvious.
Trolls. He
he's
trolls.
Pushing
yeah.
the right-wing agenda, and that's his right to do that, but... I mean, but don't act like you're Mr. In the Middle objective. No, he's not. He's turned that site into a right-wing echo chamber in a lot of ways.
Well, and lost a ton of money and will continue to lose money. You know? I mean, the thing's worth now like $8
billion. And all these people calling that the bridge thing a conspiracy. I mean, I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
That thing's sad, man.
Those
immigrants that died at the bottom of that river. Think of two of them were in a pickup truck. Think of the what they went through those last moments.
The construction workers, right?
It's terrible. And part of the reason they were there is probably there's no Americans that wanted those jobs at 1:30 at night.
No, and then people are going, well, Americans would take those jobs. Those are good paying. Those are crap-paying jobs.
Crap-paying jobs, and they're miserable jobs.
Yeah.
Didn't they just have to close down, what was the one, in Perry? Didn't they close down a meat plant or... Lay off a bunch of people?
Yeah.
Oh, they did that in Perry? I know Perry's had a huge...
And Waterloo.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we're...
You know, Tyson gets all these incentives and all these tax breaks and everything, and they come in, and they do this in other states, too. They come in, they grease the palms, and then, you know, oops, gonna close, sorry.
Yep.
Have a good day. Hello.
Hi, the David Spade and Dana Carvey podcast the other day mentioned Caitlin Clark also.
Okay. Yeah, that does not surprise
me. They said that they should stop comparing men with women. And David Spade said, yeah, that's because Caitlin Clark is better than all the men. So maybe she'd kick ass on the third 3-on-3.
I'm not going to be, I don't want to sound like, but she's not better than the men's players. I mean,
her fame is coast to coast.
Well, I know her fame is. Her fame is, yes. No, but, I mean, Caitlin Clark could not play in the NBA. I mean, just so, I mean, she couldn't. She couldn't do it physically. And that's not a knock. I'm just being realistic. You guys agree?
Yeah, that's
no earth-shattering news.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Yep. Have a great day.
No, her fame is, I mean, she's as popular right now as LeBron James. I mean.
When she throws one of her little fits, oh, God, that's terrible. And, you know.
The children are watching.
Yeah. And then Steph Curry kicking over chairs.
Yeah.
The night before. No big deal.
No, there's a double standard. That's what I wrote about. There's still these old-fashioned stereotypes that women are supposed to behave a certain way. And whereas men, oh, that's just a man being a fiery, being a man. Women, they don't have a right to be fiery and competitive. She's fiery and competitive. She's got a temper. And that's maybe the worst thing you can say about her is she does take it too far in the court sometimes. Other than that, though, everything she does is top-notch.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody has flaws. That was the column I wrote today. Everybody is vulnerable in their own ways. She's no different. She lets her emotions get the best of her sometimes. She's under a ton of pressure. None of us know what type of pressure. The only people that know what type of pressure she's under are the people that are with her all the time. We don't know. I mean, we couldn't begin to envision what she goes through. So
no, to have.
But
this
no, she much. Does take it too far in the court sometimes, and she did not have a good outing that way against Holy Cross. Her behavior was not very good, and I think she knew it. But you know, that same competitive drive where she bitches about calls, that's what also helps her be competitive in a positive way on the court. So you got to take the bad with all the good, and that's where we are right now.
You take the good, you take the bad.
But there's nothing. I think with her critics, there's so little you can criticize her about on the court stuff, performance wise, stats wise, winning wise. They have to find other things, and now it's her behavior.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We'll
and see. That's why we're playing all these songs with these women that are pissed off. Like they're all pissed off in all these songs. Ariana Grande.
How know? About Mercedes Benz?
Jesus Christ.
The cackle at the end. Let's hear the cackle at the end.
I'm not doing a cackle at the end.
Hunter, you like Mercedes Benz?
That song sucks.
What'd you say? Why would you like Mercedes Benz? Yeah, I'm with him. Why wouldn't you not like Mercedes Benz?
Song, yeah, because it sucks.
What about the cackle at the end?
The cackle at the end. I'd rather Smoker's hear tears cackle. In my tears in my
Tears for Fears. Okay, Tears for Fears or Janis. Tears yeah. for Fears or Janis Joplin.
It depends.
Why does it depend?
No, because if she's singing Mercedes Benz.
What if she's singing Tell Mama?
Tell Mama I like.
Over Everybody Wants to
I've never
rule
seen
the world.
A drunk middle-aged woman sing Tears for Fears at karaoke night.
Have you ever seen one?
So Tears for Fears.
Have you ever seen one sing Tell Mama?
I don't think so.
No, her the one that just, and it makes me emotional, is Little Girl Blue.
That's a good one.
She is, that is just.
That's good. I love Peace of My Heart. I mean,
Peace of My Heart is, yeah.
Song. And I love Bobby McGee,
too. It's a great song. But the way she does Little Girl Blue.
I just think it's God funny damn. That she graduated in the same high school class as Jimmy Johnson, the former Dallas Cowboy coach. And I remember one time they were talking. He's like, let's just say that Janice and I hung in different circles.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And he was basically saying that he had nothing to do with Janice because she was sort of an outcast hippie. Yeah.
Well, what was his name again?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson. Oh,
thank you for catching that. Hello.
Oh, you doesn't have to call him Johnson.
By the way, I want to point out tonight, of course, we mentioned the softball's at 5.
Baseball's at 4.
Today at the baseball game, the promotion is Pirates and Princesses. So you want to dress like a pirate, maybe go cover the game?
No.
Pirates? Why is it? Why?
I don't know. It's called the promotion, Pirates and Princesses. Softball is Mental Health Awareness Night.
So you got Mental Health Awareness at softball and Pirates and Princesses at baseball.
So which one do you go to if you think you're a pirate?
What the hell?
What is that?
Karn's going there with a peg leg.
A hook.
And a hook. God, I'll have to. That'll be interesting. That will definitely be. Yeah, you got Brody Breck pitching tonight. 4 o'clock start. Like I said, the Friday games usually start at 6, right?
Yeah.
Did they move this? Is this new?
Because it's earlier in the season, it's colder maybe.
I wonder if that's a good. It's a wise move. Now, the problem is parking.
Yeah.
I mean, for the first hour, there's going to be. No, hardly anywhere to park.
In fact, you know what? This and 4 o'clock is pretty standard for a Friday game this early in the season.
Okay, and parking's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Iowa, the workers usually start leaving 4:30, 5 o'clock. So
I mean, it's not as bad as last weekend when there was a home women's game at the same time.
Yeah, there was nowhere to. Yeah, so but yeah.
Friday? Oh, because Good Friday.
Oh, Good Friday. So the public university shuts down on Good Friday.
I don't think it does.
I don't think
it
does.
But there are probably a few people who took the day off.
But yeah, possibly a three-day weekend with a tournament. So, but just if you are going to the game at the start, you know, you may have to search for. But there's also the parking ramp. There's options. But remember, you got all that construction over there, too.
Right.
I mean, it's a mess over there. I mean, it is. Now I see that Rochester's closed again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be closed.
Gilbert's going to be closed another
I thought Rochester
month
was
longer
finished.
Than they thought, too.
It's not going to be finished till October, right?
What That's are they what? Doing now in Rochester? Because it was open for a while. Wow.
Yeah, they're working on that intersection there at First Avenue.
No, I think it's going to be like this till October again.
God.
Which one? The Rochester? Rochester. Yeah. Because we just got a notice yesterday that Gilbert Street project that closed the one lane has been extended to like early April.
Yeah. And
another week or two.
Yeah. And this is why they can't fix the pothole.
Because they're too busy doing
that. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Once the thing in Rochester's done, they can fill the pothole.
We should do it. Should we do a remote near the pothole?
We could. Get like a van or something that's parked in
the spot. Suter's gone.
No, let's get. I think we need to make Suter do that show because he would be so against that.
Yeah.
Let's do a show by the pothole.
Set up that tent like we're doing Radiothon.
Would they let us do that in the parking lot, though?
They'd bring people to the parking lot.
They'd have to kick us out.
Yeah. And we'd hide in the pothole. They couldn't find us.
Just set up the tent over the pothole.
And we'd be protecting the drivers, knowing that they wouldn't go into the pothole. We're doing it to save the community. Well, when Suter gets
back... That's our new Radiothon from the pothole.
I think you need to consider that. Okay. All right, everybody, have a good weekend. Weather looks like, other than Sunday, it looks like it's going to be pretty good, though, for today and tomorrow, right?
Yes.
What's the high today?
Tonight we're going to get some storms.
What's the high temperature today?
66.
Perfect for baseball. Yeah, no, this will be a
62
great...
tomorrow.
I'm guessing there's going to be a pretty decent crowd over there too today. Now Saturday's crowd's not going to be as good because of the basketball, but there's not much conflicting today in Brody Breck's pitching, so I think they'll have a good crowd over
and
there.
And they are home at Easter. They actually have an Easter egg hunt for the kids after the game.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, they've done that before. That's a cool thing they do. So.
I had somebody asked me yesterday if they'd play on Easter. I'm like, yeah, they play on Easter.
Yep, they do.
Softball too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So everybody have a good weekend, and I'll try to get Adam on next week. I should have reached out to him sooner. He just said he had meetings all morning. He couldn't find any time because he's, like I said, he's shaping the financial world that we live in.
Thank you.
Me or Adam?
Anybody.
Thanks to Falstaff and Cream.
Yeah.
Tommy's dad.
Yeah.
Played a key role in today's show. Huge role in today's show. He's like Kate Martin. He was the glue that held the show together.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll end it on that.
HogFanatic.com. It is free. Check it out.
Hey, this is Lex and Terry. Join us this afternoon. All.